Now, ask the experts on News 95.7, your chance to talk directly to the movers and shakers. Here's Dan Allstrand with some inside information and knowledge that you can't get anywhere else.
Minutes after 10 o'clock, Saturday morning, Saturday, the 23rd of April already. Can you believe it? We're just about done with this month of April and into May, and then, of course, into summer. Yesterday, very summer-like in and around the Halifax region. I was out downtown, and it was just hopping. Everybody's talking about getting that lawn furniture out, getting those barbecues fired up, and getting into summer. But we know that, you know, this is a time of year when that last little bit of water's melting down, and the rivers are still high, and the water table's still high, and maybe you still have that little dribble of a leak in your basement. And today, we're offering some free advice to you on perhaps making that into a more usable space. Joining me in the studio, as he quite frequently does on Saturday mornings, from Ridgeback Basement Systems, Mr. Corey Mosier. Corey, how are you?
Good morning, Dan. I'm great.
Let's turn you on. Try that again.
Good morning, Dan.
There we go. Now we got it.
Hey, good morning.
He actually has a voice today, ladies and gentlemen. Corey, beautiful day yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, large day.
It was awesome. And, you know, people digging out that furniture, and I'll bet some of people are keeping that that furniture in their basement and discovering maybe something left over from the winter that they didn't know they had. Let's sort of set the table here before we get too far in and tell the good folks out there what it is exactly that Ridgeback Basement Systems is and does.
Well, Dan, we're part of the largest waterproofing network there is in the world. That's called the Basement Systems, and we service the Maritime Provinces. So we work with homeowners, property inspectors, managers, commercial structures on a everyday basis. And really what we do is we solve those wet basement problems or those nasty crawl space problems or issues, and we also deal with a lot of foundation structural issues as well. So whether it's a bowing wall, a settling foundation, high humidity levels in the basement, or even those 3 inches of water resting on a basement floor, that's what we do every day.
And the 3 inches of water, not probably a good thing. Corey, we've talked a lot about basements themselves in the past on the shows, but you know, we were kind of talking before we went to air this morning about people, you know, digging out that lawn furniture, and a lot of people use that wet, damp, disgusting, nasty crawl space under their house to store things like lawn furniture over the winter because they can't use it for anything else. But you can make that into a more usable space, so that we can store more or even use that crawl space in our day-to-day lives.
Yeah, oh, for sure, Dan. I mean, even cottages, we're getting into cottage season and things like that. And a lot of cottages have that dirt floor basement in them, whether it's 3 feet in height or 8 feet in height. But it's kind of the season that is coming about, that humidity levels get jacked up and things like that. And a number of issues actually happen within those dirt floor basements or dirt floor crawl spaces. Some of the big things, and especially during the winter months, is that energy efficiency aspect, right? They're cold, they're damp. It affects their power bills, all that sort of stuff. There's structural issues that do happen as well. Because there's so much humidity that comes out of that dirt floor, it affects and attaches and rots wood. We did a cottage, for instance, and I think I mentioned this to you before, down in the valley, that unfortunately we got to that cottage too late. And there was so much humidity and moisture that came out of the ground, it actually rotted 57 joists, and the homeowner had to replace 700 square feet of flooring. So there's a lot of issues that can happen out of that. Now, we've got solutions to solve all that, of course, but yeah.
When I talk to people that have dirt floor basements or crawl spaces under their house, they don't have the traditional basement concrete block basement or poured basement, whatever. You know, that's one of the things I hear from them is that, you know, oh, we've got just a dirt basement. It's just, you know, it's there. It's just really to store some stuff in. But you can use that space. You can make it so that you can use it.
Yeah, and we even get the comments coming back from a lot of homeowners that have that dirt floor, odors. Odor seems to be a big one too. I mean,
moldy smelling.
It's just gross, really. I was actually in a local home here in Halifax last week, and the homeowner had some tree roots growing in their basement. So you know that can't be good. And the off gas coming out of the actual soil, it was pretty rancid. Now, we can solve that, and we can gain usable space, like you say. We work with our homeowners all the time, and And in doing that, here's a simple story. We had a homeowner call us up. They had a dirt floor basement. And actually, they were using a storage facility, a local storage facility. And the homeowner was paying a few $100s per month to use that. So he was spending money. We came in, we solved this problem, encapsulated, and I can talk a little bit about how we would solve that problem here in a second. But really, after we were done, that homeowner got usable space back. So instead of driving to the storage facility
and paying rent
on that, he now could store all his property that he, you know, was going there for in his own basement. So we can get a homeowner that usable space. And once we do that, we also have that energy efficiency. And usually the return on that investment, a homeowner can have that paid for. In this particular case, the gentleman had it paid for in the first year because he was renting. But through energy efficiency, as time goes on, it kind of pays for itself.
Not to mention all the other things that you talked about. You know, you mitigate the mold. You mitigate that off gas, that stinky smell that comes out of the basement. Smells like maybe your teenager's sweat socks. To me, the bonus of the whole thing is that you actually get to use that space, and as opposed to being worried about putting stuff down there because it's going to get damp or moldy or musty.
Yeah, even our basement specialist, Todd, he was on a call the other day, and he sent me a photo. There was four salamanders running around. And of course, rodents tend to really like
–
and bugs, of course, really like that damp, gross environment. So cleaning it up is so helpful in so many ways. And you've probably heard me say this on the air before, that up to 50% of the air we breathe comes from our basement. So we do work with homeowners that have some illness or sickness, or their pets are even sick. And I'm not saying that instantly they're going to be cured, but it's definitely a preventative measure that we can put into place to try to eliminate and get a healthy home.
Our telephone number is 1-877-801-8255, 1-877-801-8255, 405-6000. Here in Halifax, okay, Corey, you've got everybody hooked now. Is it a big procedure? Do you have to lift the house up and do all kinds of crazy stuff to mitigate this, or is it a relatively painless procedure?
It is really relatively painless. When we look at solving those dirt floor crawl spaces or those, the dirt floor basements as well, we kind of look at four steps, and they're kind of simple steps. The first step is taking care of groundwater seepage. So if there's water coming in, we have to manage that water.
Just doesn't go away.
It doesn't.
It doesn't seep into the ground and disappear.
It does, but it does sit there for a while. And when it does seep into the ground, there's all that puddling and moisture still coming back up. So we got to take care of that, whether it's outside excavation method, whether it's an interior strategy using pumping systems, drainage systems, and things like that. We do have a number of different solutions, but that's first and foremost. The other three steps, step two, is taking care of outside air. So, for instance, if there was an entryway to the basement or crawl space that
we've all seen it, right? We've all seen people's houses where they have maybe it was an old window or something that they've stuck a piece of styrofoam in and fixed the problem.
Absolutely. And that's where I was going. Like, it could be a cracked door, or the door is off, or somehow airflow is getting into the basement. It could be through the rim joists and just, you know, poor insulation or things like that. In the summertime, when there's 90% humidity outside, and that humidity is allowed to get into a cool, damp spot, it creates moisture. And once moisture gets created, that leads to that other nasty stuff like rot and mold and everything. I mean, I've been in a number of dirt floor crawl spaces that you look up at the ceiling of that, and there's water dripping off the joists. It's raining in their basement.
And that, of course, creates all of these conditions you were telling us about.
For sure. So we got to tackle that. We kind of got to seal it off. And in addition to that, we want to seal it off from the earth, meaning the dirt on the outside walls. So we want to seal it off from the walls and the floor. And depending on how, I guess, energy efficient that homeowner wants to be, we can add insulation, or we just start with a vapor barrier. But there's lots of, I guess, depending on how they want to build out their plan, we've got a number of different solutions.
And that's why it's important to go to somebody like Ridgeback Basement Systems, Corey, because, there's many people out there that can say, well, my brother-in-law can dig this thing out and seal all the cracks with some silicone or some spray foam, and, it'll be quote-unquote good enough. But you guys have a whole toolbox of things you can use to suit every situation, because, as we said before here, every situation, every basement, every crawl space is a unique situation.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I was on the I was on the phone yesterday with a homeowner, and he was complaining about his home. He had gone and paid an individual to try to fix it. He had a dirt floor and such, and they put down that 6 mil poly, and that's the stuff that you'd buy at your local hardware store. And he tried to do the work himself, and unfortunately, it just didn't work. That quality of product, he has plumbing down there, and he was crawling over it, and instantly, it's all ripped and torn. So it's non-effective. So he, you know, of course, we all try to save a little bit of money and do it yourself.
Absolutely.
But you need access to the products, and you need the right products. Like when we look at that third step about sealing it off from the earth and both at the floor and the walls, we call it encapsulation. And encapsulating, we're using a very, very heavy-duty liner, kind of like a pool liner. So with that, we're completely wrapping the inside of the basement in this pool liner. Super, super tough. I'm so confident in that product that I actually warranty it for 25 years against rips, tears. Now, Dan, if you're down there playing football or something like that, we might have to have a talk.
Well, okay.
Or knifing it. You know, but yeah, it's just a super product. It's antimicrobial as well. So no mold, mildew, or anything can attach itself to it.
But the question that comes to my mind is that, you know, if we create this quote unquote plastic bag down there and then doesn't breathe and then we're just creating a new zone for humidity, but this product allows that to sort of be gone.
Yeah, we want to stop the moisture from entering into our basement or crawl space environment. So we want to seal it off, keep it in the ground, don't allow it to come up and in. In addition to that, our fourth step is actually, geez, you're great at lead-ins here today.
I think I've done this before, once or twice.
Our fourth step is dehumidification. So even though we are sealing it off, we're not sealing it off from the ceiling or things like that. So we call it the stack effect, that air will filter in through our basement and go out through our attic. So we need to dehumidify some of that air that is still coming in. So when we look at those four steps again, we got the groundwater seepage, we got sealing it off from that outside air, we've got sealing it off from the earth, and for the fourth one being dehumidify.
And that sounds like a good time to take a break. You're listening to Ask the Experts here on News 95.7. Back in a minute. Here, Saturday morning. Our telephone number, 1-877-801-8255-405-6000. It is Ask the Experts, and in the studio with us from Ridgeback Basement Systems, our good friend Corey Mosier. Just quickly before we move on, I see the tinfoil hats over in the corner. Don't forget, right after we're done, Richard Zarowski and Dr. Rob and the whole gang will be here for Science Files for the Hour, and maybe you can give them a call and ask them why the tinfoil hats are still in here. But that being said, we're talking about the science of basements today. And our resident expert, Corey Mosher, is here to answer those questions again. 1-877-801-8255 is the number, 405-6000 in Halifax. Before the break, Corey, you and I were discussing the four steps that you use to mitigate the water seepage problem and the dampness and the disgustingness of the crawl space. Is it a big procedure? Like, are you guys going to be in my basement for a month to do this?
No, Dan. We are... Typically, and again, every situation is different, of course, but typically we're in and out in a day. But it depends on how expanding the homeowner wants to go. For instance,
there's a number of different steps.
Yeah, if a homeowner wants to be a little bit more energy efficient, sometimes we'll recommend spray foam. Well, we can't do all of our work in one day, so maybe a two-day type of period.
But not a long renovation.
No, and it's not disruptive. I mean, when we look at, same as we tackle basements, we can outside excavate, but the inside strategies behind this is just the turnaround time is really incredible with incredible successful results as well.
And you'll get to that use of that space back.
Yeah, you know, and just triggered in my mind, we see a lot of basements that have very large boulders. Or rocks. It's actually just on rock.
They couldn't dig down. Halifax is a pretty rocky area.
Yeah, yeah. And the whole strategy of dealing with those dirt floor basements, we can use when there's boulders or rocks or slate or granite or anything like that is in your basement, because those still bleed water out of them sometimes. And
so you're not in there with the jackhammer.
No, we don't really. If we can gain that homeowner that usable space.
Extra space.
We can remove some of that. Of course, there's a cost because it takes maybe a lengthy time to do that. Mm-hmm. If you've got a giant-sized elephant boulder in
but
your basement.
Just because you've got a rock in your basement doesn't mean that you can't use it. Absolutely. You can work around it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We could wrap that. We could encapsulate that rock or whichever. I mean, the biggest thing is to get our team, our basement specialists on site and build a plan upon what it is you want to accomplish.
And that's another benefit of going to the basement expert is that you can build that individual plan. Maybe the internal encapsulation isn't the right thing for you. Maybe there's another solution. Maybe the only way that you can address the problem is outside excavation. And by bringing somebody in who has all of these, as I said before, all these tools in the toolbox, then you get the right solution done the first time, and you don't have to do it anymore.
Absolutely. I mean, we're specialists in this field. We're not the same guys that are shingling your roof, doing the siding, and now attempting to cure something that we know nothing about in the tough basement environment. Our products, they're engineered, developed specifically for these tough environments. Like I mentioned about the dehumidifier on our fourth step there. I mean, that dehumidifier, it's like a dehumidifier on steroids. It's a super powerful development.
It's not
machine.
The one you buy down at the local hardware store.
No.
That freezes up as soon as you plug it in.
It just doesn't do the job. Exactly. This one here is really geared towards being a basement air system. So it sucks the mold and everything or particles to the tiniest, smallest of micron directly out of the air. So if you have like moldy problems or things like that.
Which we all know lead to all kinds of nasty health problems, not only for you, but for your pets and for your kids.
Yeah, yeah. A healthy home and everything. And to touch on our encapsulation, radon is a very huge buzz right now.
Odorless, colorless gas that you may have, the naturally occurring gas that you may have in that basement.
Yeah, and of course, if it's dirt floor, it's coming into your environment nonstop. When we encapsulate, seal it off, like I was mentioning with this pool liner, I mean, it's a super heavy-duty plastic-style product, but sealing that off, that's not going to allow any more radon to get into your home as well.
So again, you're making your house a healthier place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Stopping the odors, the gases, everything, water.
We were talking earlier about, we've been focusing today on the program, of course, on dirt basements, crawl spaces. But there's also a form of basement out there that I've run into frequently here in Nova Scotia is that short basement, that 6 foot, but you know the one I'm talking about, the one you go downstairs to use the laundry and you hit your head on the ductwork because it's so short. Can you make that more of a usable space? Is there a solution for that?
For sure. I mean, it depends on what that homeowner wants to accomplish. We've got, I think, 3 or 4 projects for sure on the go this week that we are actually digging down in those basements. So we work with an engineer, build a plan with the engineer and the homeowner to whether it's getting a man cave, whether it's getting a usable
space. Because
those
are important, you know.
To you and I, yes. We need a fishing room, Dan. We know. So with that,
The reason why I ask, the dig down is the uniqueness here because we've all seen it. I've seen it around the neighborhood here where people have decided they wanted to do something with their basement and the jacks come in and they're lifting the house, the actual top part of the house up off the basement. But this solution goes down, so it's unique.
Yeah, and we do both.
Yes.
From our experience, a lot of homeowners like their home. They like their neighborhood. They like the friends that they have. But they're a growing family.
Yes.
So they just don't have enough room in their house. So I'm not saying that you're going to get, 50% more usable space back. But on a single level or a two-story house, your basement's making up a third of that space. And if you can gain some, maybe not 33%, but if you can get 20% more usable space,
it's free space essentially.
That whether it's storage, whether it's
the bedroom for the kid,
yeah, or playroom. You might want to put your daughter or son down in the basement, but not everybody does.
Well, we can
gain that space back. Two ways. One is a house jack, so lifting it up.
And we've seen that. That's where the hydraulic jacks come in, and they lift the house off the foundation. Then you add a couple of blocks, 3-4 blocks, and then you put it back on.
Yeah, so you disconnect everything.
Yes.
All your plumbing, all your heating, and all that sort of stuff. Raise it up, build a wall around, and then just basically finish it. There's a less expensive way, and that's usually digging down. But digging down, and I know specifically in Halifax, we run into those challenges because
lots of rock.
So then you're looking at some more labor hours or things like that.
The jackhammer.
Jackhammering things. But usually it's less expensive to go down than it is to go up. And in doing that, we would dig out. Like, we used conveyor belts, taking the dirt out, things like that, working with those engineers and homeowner to develop what it is they want to accomplish. But the bottom line is we dig it down. We install a basement waterproofing system, so like an internal drainage, putting a sump
pump system. So it's done right the first time.
So it's done right. Pour a slab, insulate it, and get them a great finished product, usable space once again. So we do that on a fairly regular basis. As I say, we got three or four projects like that on the go right now.
As we've said before, every basement's a different thing, but is that a lengthy project? Is this a long-term renovation?
It ties up a little bit more time.
Obviously.
There's no doubt, because it's a larger project. But the end result with homeowners, it's like their investment on a project like that is just – it's a real win for them.
And you build equity into your home. And if you like – as you mentioned, if you like your neighborhood, what's the cost of selling your house, finding a new one, moving, and doing all that other things when you can stay right where you are and use the current footprint of your house to but increase the space?
Yeah, we are working with a couple of commercial properties even, because they want to have an additional apartment. So we got one project on the go right now that is utilizing that. The homeowner wants to, gather some more income and rent through, building another apartment down that basement.
And again, by coming to Ridgeback Basement Systems to have that done, you mentioned a pretty important phase of that project is that you fix the basement problems before they begin.
Yeah.
So, I'm pretty sure there's all kinds of construction companies out there that will jack your house up and put the basement in. But what's the point of getting that done if when they put it all together and they walk away, it leaks?
Absolutely. And don't get me wrong, we get subbed out because we are pros in this field. So some of those construction type of guys, they might do that style of work and do it well. There are individuals that do. And then they'll call us to, put those preventative measures in place, whether it's wall systems, floor systems, all that and bring us in because we are experts in this field and a lot of people reach out to us for our guidance.
And you and I have talked about this before. By doing it right the first time, you build equity into your home. And, if you're trying to sell that house later on and the basement is leaking, you'll have a bit of a problem with that.
Yeah, for sure.
People don't want to buy a house that has a leaky basement.
No one does, right? They don't want to buy another person's problem. And with that, I mean, we work with a lot of real estate agents on a very, very regular basis to solve those problems. Now, I'm not saying when we solve that problem, tomorrow the home's going to sell. No. I mean, that's unrealistic. But when that home goes back on the market, typically a lot of people liked it the first time, and now it's fixed. Plus, we offer a transferable warranty, a lifetime warranty, a nationally backed warranty that if anything goes wrong, we're there for help and support. And it's a lot of homeowners just don't know how much it's going to cost. They see the little crack. It might be a big problem. It might be just a small problem, but it's fixable. There's solutions.
And by putting lipstick and mascara on something, it tends to be the way we talk about it around here, you may solve the problem for now, but it's not fixed. It's very temporary, and it could lead to some other or bigger issues.
Yeah, and I mean, of course, we see some things that go on that shouldn't go on. Some homeowners, I mean, nowadays in the real estate world, they have to declare that they had water or things like that. Some homeowners selling will, turn a blind eye and not declare that and build a wall in front of that big crack that's leaking and try to hide it, right? And unfortunately, we're coming in after the home is sold and then there's legal issues back and forth. So it does no one any good by hiding the problem. Get it fixed now and fix it with us, the pros.
Corey, best way to get more information or to get in touch with you to maybe come and take a look at that leaky basement or disgusting, nasty crawl space that I have?
The easiest way, and there's loads of information on our website, and that's www.ridgebackbasement.ca. We are at the Saltscape Show this weekend.
So if you're heading out to the heck, as they call it
yes.
now, you can stop by and see Corey and his crew there and get some more info.
For sure.
And check the website out and give Corey a call if you have a basement. It is an investment in your future. And really, if you boil it down to the soup to nuts here, the best thing is that you're making your house a healthier place for your friends, for your family, for your kids.
Yeah, absolutely, Dan.
Corey, a pleasure.
It always is.
That's Corey Mosier from Ridgeback Basement Systems, and that is going to wrap up this edition of Ask the Experts. You've been listening to us this morning on News 95.7.